Well, it wasn't not very good tonight. And that's being a little generous to say that. We didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. So the results were bad. You know, the offense, they tried to come on a little bit and give us a little uplift, us a little bit, and scored and got it to be a 7-point game. But then we turned it over and couldn't stop anybody on defense. And so that opened up the drain. And so it just wasn't good. Not enough focus, not enough concentration on a week when you're breaking camp and doing all those kind of things. And it just shows that we're not mature enough yet. And we have to play a lot better if we're going to have a chance to win in the NFL. Definitely there. So, you know, no one really played good. The defense couldn't stop anybody. The offense, you know, they had one spark, and then we turned it over and we had penalties, and it just a lot of things went wrong. And when that happens, you lose. And that's what we did. We lost.
Coach, you said you wanted to see how your team reacted to adversity. This is what you were talking about prior to tonight, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it was adverse conditions for us. You know, and I got a little hope when the offense began to spark. And I thought that if they could spark, then the defense would be able to spark. But it didn't work out that way. And so, you know, we got to go to work. It's what we have to do.
Coach, was it surprising at all the way the Rams attacked early, especially based on how they played last week in Indianapolis? Were you taking a little bit by surprise?
No, every week is a different week in the NFL, and everybody has firepower, you know. And they lost last week, and they're playing their first home game. And, you know, when you play at home, you try to put a little bit extra into it, and they did, you know, and it showed up on the field.
How's Kendrick Willis?
He's got a shoulder. We're evaluating it, and probably we'll know more tomorrow.
Same shoulder
thing? Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's probably not good news for him.
Well, it's not good news for anybody to get hurt.
Well, I'll talk about something positive. Dwayne Bowe, talk about getting him back, and how far are you looking forward to seeing him on Monday?
Well, I saw him in the hallway before we left, and he signed his tender. You know, we'll give him his test, see if he can pass them. Well, he did pass the running test already, and we kept him back and start to work on his conditioning. And when he's ready to play, we'll put him on the field. You know, and we'll see how soon he can get ready to go out there.
How far behind do you think he's going to be?
The whole training camp behind. So there's a lot, you know, new offense, new terminology, a lot of stuff that he has to learn.
Do you know when he can get in the pads for the first time?
I think maybe Tuesday.
So then he could play against Seattle on Friday. Could.
No, it just depends on whether he's ready or not.
Well, then, would you want to play him in that last one? That's kind of the one game you want to kind of keep everybody under wraps.
Well, I can't worry about the last one. I got to worry about the next
right.
one after the way we played today, you know. So I'm going to try to get ready for the next game, try to get this team better. And when Bo is ready, then we'll see what he can do.
What will he bring to you?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we know what he did last year, but I haven't seen him all off season. And walking down the hall, that's the only time I've seen him. So I don't know what he can do football-wise. So we have to find out what he can do. And when he gets up to speed, then we can put him in the game.
Romeo, how difficult is it to evaluate looking at last week in which you guys played really well and then looking at this week when it didn't go quite as well? I mean, how do you know what's real and what's something that's not quite real?
Well, it is what it is, you know, and you have to go by what you see. No matter what the outcome is, you know, everybody has a job to do. Everybody has technique that they have to play. Everybody has a responsibility. So you evaluate, are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? You know, are they making the right choices? And if they're not doing that, then that's not good enough.
Was this just a bad night for the defense?
It was a bad defense, yes.
was it just a bad night, or is this, you know, do you feel like they're, you know, sort of showing some cracks?
Well, see, like I told you last week, when we looked halfway decent with that first group, it's the preseason, and you have to work, and you got to try to get better every day. And the game didn't count last week, and it didn't count this week. So what we have to do is we got to go back to the drawing board and try to get ready to go when the games do count. And hopefully we can play like we played last week when they start counting.
Coach,
Coach, it looked like a couple guys who may have played well. Jamal Charles, while last week he got the rust off, so to speak, as a receiver and as a blocker tonight, he looked outstanding.
Well, he did. He did some things that kind of caught your attention, but it's not a one-man game. You got to have everybody.
Defensively, it looked like Tomba played very well, especially when the run came his way.
But Tomba always gives great effort out there on the field, rushing the passer and playing the run.
Kevin Moss.
Yeah, a couple of nice catches, yeah.
So Keem Castle on the same wavelength there.
Well, I hope so.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.